And today we are introducing a collaborative oral history project called Miami Stories. It's a project between History Miami, the Miami Herald, El Nuevo Herald, and WLRN Miami Herald News. Some of the stories may be published in the newspapers, online, and heard here. Today we have the story of Garth Reeves Sr., who recalls how he and his friends helped open Miami's beaches to everyone. Reeves tells of meeting with the county commission because he and his friends could only go to one beach.
And it wasn't a very good beach, but right down the street there was Cranon Park, beautiful beach, beautiful clubhouse. Everything was first class.
Well, we said, we have studied the charter and the ordinances. There's nothing to prevent us from using any of the 28 beaches that you own and control. They sat there, and they didn't say a word. Nobody would open their mouth. We'd like to know what we can do in order that we don't get beat up or brutalized or put in jail if we try to exercise our franchise. We're coming back at 2 o'clock. We're going swimming. The two of us walked down to the beach and went in the water. Stayed in the water waiting on something to happen. And nothing happened, so we got out and we left. And the next day, blacks started showing up, small groups, and nothing happened. That's the way the beaches were integrated.
For more on this story or to submit your own, go to WLRN.org.